Warning: this podcast contains foul language, sexual situations, and discussions of drugs and drinking. Yeah.
Welcome to Fuck Shakespeare. All the naughty bits exposed. Our goal is to open your eyes to all the inside info that makes reading Shakespeare way more fun. Any episode might contain dick jokes.
Or essay ideas.
Or anything in between. So listen up. Hi.
Hi. I'm Erin.
I'm Diana.
And today, my house is being prepped to be painted. So, hear that? They're scraping the paint. I will try and take it out, but I don't know that I'll be able to. So we'll see what happens, okay?
Yeah, that was a little heads up about the general ambiance of the booth.
At least it's a little cooler today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Guess what word? If you watch our TikTok, you'll know that we've talked about the word clack dish.
Clack dish. Yes, I love that one, darling. And that word appears in the scene. Yay! I saw there was general rejoicing. And it's said about the Duke how he... And so this scene is full of, like, lines that, of course, as we've said many times, mean one thing on the surface to someone who's idly listening. And then us, with our gutter minds, find many more versions of what that line means. So it is said of the Duke that he likes to put a ducat in her clack dish. Come on! Come on, people! You can't tell me that that's about putting money in a beggar's box. It's not.
Box.
Box. Their box. A ducat. A little duke.
A little tiny
dookie.
Yeah. No, that would be something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to have some fun with this scene, people.
I hope so.
Yes. So it's a fun scene, actually, because the Duke comes into contact with all these other characters.
The fun ones.
Yes, the good ones. And so he gets to see just how his deputy's government is working on the street. From the word on the street is, it's not good. And nobody likes this whole killing someone for the rebellion of a codpiece, right, as they say.
As they say.
Nobody's really happy with that. Yeah, he does come in contact with Pompey, and I think that Pompey is the one that he feels like he can lash out at. Like, okay, this guy really is not okay.
This guy should have been locked up
a long time ago. Yeah, so he really lets him have it in the guise of the friar. Which also, the friar should be a neutral party, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because love the sinner, but not the sin.
Yeah.
Right.
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 I love how you just bust out all that Bible shit.
It's from Twitter.
Oh, okay.
No,
you follow Bible channels on Twitter?
No, but I do file a lot of ex-evangelicals. File? Erin, what are you talking? You mean follow ex-evangelicals. Jeez.
Oh.
So there's a lot of discussion about Bible verses that are taken literally and whether, you know, and how that plays out in the evangelical community.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yep.
Interesting. Interesting.
And I learned to say to people who argue with me on Twitter, although I am on Blue Sky now, so I don't look at Twitter all that often because it just, whatever. It just infuriates me. But
I've learned to say to people.
Oh, I've learned to say to people, thank you. I am not your mission field.
Oh, good one.
Because that's a thing in evangelical circles, like converting people, making people see the error of their ways, and that's they're mission driven to do that.
Huh. Don't come at me, bro.
Yeah, don't come at me. My relationship with God is between me and God.
Me and God. Yeah.
And he's not going to look at you and go, oh, you did a good job getting that word chick on board. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
It's not happening. No. So, speaking of that, we've got Lucio in this scene, too, who's pretty much like that, too. Like, don't be telling me how to, you know, determine what is sinful in my world. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of the same way. But what I love about him showing up in this scene is that he definitely knows that the friar is the Duke, doesn't he?
I think you can play it either way, but it seems very likely.
Yeah.
Based on the way that he speaks, he knows he's protected because the Duke is playing dress up. It's, you can play it either way.
But you know, I think we've had, and this just came to me, I think we've had so many instances in Shakespeare's plays of disguise and everyone playing along to say, I don't know who this person is, you know, and to really do that in the plays. And so maybe here is one example of, hey, audience, I know what's going on here. This is some bullshit, right?
Right.
Yeah, because if he says to Isabella, I hold you as a thing in sky, then he must have some respect for religion in some way. Or is it just nuns? I don't know.
Or is it just Isabella because she is who she is and men just go, ah, 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 ah. But it does seem, I mean, it's funny if you play it that he doesn't know, but it's more as Harold Bloom likes to say, rancid.
Yeah.
If he does know, right?
Yeah.
It's more, it's a little, there's more layers to it.
Yeah.
If he does know.
It's a lot more fun for the actor playing Lucio, and I think it's a lot more fun just for Lucio and the Duke, you know? Like, the stakes are much higher if he knows who it is, and he's fucking with them anyway.
Because he knows he's protected.
Yeah. But also, if, as you had said, Shakespeare's really over this whole comedy thing, one of the staples of comedy is disguise.
Exactly.
Right?
Mistaken identity and disguise.
And mistaken identity. So if Shakespeare's over it, he's like, oh my God, I'm going to use this fucking trope again, but I'm going to mess it up this time with this one character.
Well, that's a paper idea if you're writing a paper about Measure for Measure, you know, looking at Lucio and the Duke in this scene and figuring out.
And the function of disguise and...
Yeah, right. The function of disguise and whether, as the send-off to comedy, Shakespeare is uncloaking that.
Ha, ha. I like it.
Good. but also, you know, support it in with the text.
Yeah.
Support it with the text. Does Lucio
There's
know?
A lot of text right here in this scene to play with. I feel like he's trying to tempt him to come out of his disguise, too. Like... How much would I say before he just throws the friar disguised to the floor and says, listen, you fuck!
Don't you talk about me like that!
Yeah, yeah. Because he talks about him fucking whores, he talks about him jerking off. Like, wow, that's a lot of shit you're not gonna say to the Duke. Or say to a friar, for that matter.
Right!
Right?
I mean, it's right. Well, so that's a really good point. Like, if he really thought the friar was a friar...
He wouldn't say that
wouldn't
stuff
say
to him.
That stuff to him. Yeah. I don't. Well, I mean, you know, it is Lucio. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's. I would think that in the context of the time of this play, that somebody, even if they themselves were not religious, would know better than to say to a friar some of the things that Lucio says.
Absolutely.
All right.
So then the Duke has that confrontation with Lucio, and then he has to go. The next person coming in is Aeschylus, and he kind of has to go to Aeschylus like, hey, tell me about this Duke guy, because it's almost like he doesn't know himself really, and he wants to have confirmation that people see him as a good person. But Aeschylus's language is very funny because it's really rancid also, but cloaked in good intention. You know, like he means to say something good and it's not coming out right at all.
Well, because Aeschylus, you know, Aeschylus is dependent on the Duke.
Yeah.
So he can't come out and say, the guy fucks whores, right?
Yeah.
He can't come out and say that, but... You know, in his trying to couch it, he makes him.
Yeah.
He misspeaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's almost like Elbow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's fun. And then we have this speech that we've been talking about a little bit, which is the Duke's last speech in this scene, where he talks about people who are wielding the sword of justice and what kind of people they should be. But it's in a very strange verse meter rhythm.
Yeah, it's just set up really weirdly, too, because I mean, Diana and I did some brief research. We jumped on the computer and did some brief research about what nobody talks about how weird this soliloquy is. Nobody talks about it. Online, at least. I mean, I'm sure there are people who are, but like a quick look.
Yeah.
Nobody was saying, hey, this is a weird, A, it's a different rhythm, and B, it's all rhyming couplets. And like, it isn't clear what Shakespeare was, you know, we know that the fairies and the witches, they speak
in seven
in
beats.
Sevens.
Which is tetrameter. And we found
heptameter.
Okay.
Right?
The rhyming tetrameter lines that we found were eight and then seven. They were like,
oh boy,
15 beats. Yeah. So that's magic speak. But this one, if you hear it, it really feels like magic speak because it's like he's casting a spell for the rest of the play.
Yeah, but why in this rhythm and why in... I mean, it's really rhymey.
And it comes out of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah. It's all rhyming couplets, but there are beats of eight beats. So it's an octameter, perhaps.
And it's not trochaic, it's iambic.
Iambic. Ba-bum, ba-bum. He who the sword of heaven will bear. Yeah. Yeah. So it's really a fascinating piece there at the end of this scene.
So that's another paper idea.
Yeah. Bears
Why?
Much more investigation.
Why did Shakespeare do this? Why is nobody talking about how weird it is? I mean, maybe they are, but maybe you have to do some research to figure out who's talking about it and what their thoughts are about it. So it could be, you know, a pretty in-depth paper about just this one speech.
Yeah. Really
Why?
Interesting.
Why out of nowhere?
Maybe I'll take that on as a master's degree. Ooh. Measure for measure in general and how weird it is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But something, you know, could narrow it down. But yeah, the Duke is mysterious.
I want to do more research about it now because I'm like, I, yeah.
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 We could lead off the next, you know, anything we find next episode or whatever.
Yeah.
But the more that the Duke goes on, and this is where we start to really see him a lot. He's in the play from now on very heavily. The more that we see of him, the more that it seems that Shakespeare is doing a parody of King James. And that would be a very bold choice on his part since he's now the king's men. He's now part of the king's men. But it's really, you know, we have this fascination with magic. Witchcraft, which is coming out in this speech. We have intimations of suspected homosexuality, which King James was definitely... King James had a male lover. He absolutely did. And that's who he was calling for on his deathbed, in fact. But he also had five children or some shit.
Well, he had to. He was a king.
Right. Yeah. So he did. He played his part as king and as a devoted husband. But he also had a lover. And so there were a lot of... You know, so his people must have been wondering about him in the same way that these people are wondering about this Duke and who is he really and what's going on with him. Mm, yeah. So kind of fun. So shall we dive in?
Yeah, who's doing what?
Why don't I
do the Duke since I haven't done him yet and you do everybody else?
Okay. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So first, it just goes straight in out of nowhere. And oftentimes, let's see, was the Duke on stage? Yeah, he was on stage at the end there with Isabella, and it says that they exit, but oftentimes I think I left him on stage and then just let Elbow come in, which makes for a really long fucking scene, but, you know, that's fine. Whatever. And then I would, me personally as a director, I ended it after his magic speech and let the rest of it be, because next we meet Mariana. Okay, so Elbow. Nay, if there be no remedy for it, but that you will needs buy and sell men and women like beasts, we shall have all the world drink brown and white bastard. So, if you're not going to take the correction for the thing that you're doing, which is buying and selling men, he's men and women, he's hauling in Pompey, tied up with a rope or something. And Brown and White Bastard is a sweet Spanish wine, but yeah, mm-hmm. obvious pun, mm-hmm. right? You're going to just people the world with bastards.
And the Duke. Oh, heavens, what stuff is here?
And Pompey. 'Twas never a merry world, since of the two usuries, the merriest was put down, and the worser allowed, by order of law, a furred gown to keep him warm.
Ah, furred gown!
And furred with fox and lambskins, too, to signify that craft, being richer than innocency, stands for the facing. So, 'twas never a merry world is one of those, like, you know, things have never gone well since. And what's usury?
Money lending.
Yeah. So there's two kinds of usuries he's talking about here. Money lending and fornication.
Okay.
Okay. So he's like, you know, the world has sucked ever since out of these two different kinds of usury. One of them is being punished so badly.
The merriest.
The merriest.
the most happy one.
Yes. The lustiest one. Yeah. Merry is also slang for lusty. And the worst one, the usurer of money, which people abhorred in England.
And also, isn't it in the Bible?
Yeah. It's one of those.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
You're not supposed to money lend.
Right. Make coin that reproduces coin, as in interest, getting interest.
Right.
Yeah. So the other one gets a furred gown. The other one gets pussy. Come on, man. Right? Fox and lambskins, too. Like, really nice ones, you know? So obviously, craft, which is craftiness, is better off, better than innocent. He's calling himself innocency.
Wow.
And stands for the facing. Stands up. Like, it has an erection for the blowjob. Face on the erection. So there's a lot right in that speech. Yeah. Pompey. Good old Pompey.
He never
disappoints.
No.
Okay, elbow. Come your way, sir. Oh, bless you, good father friar.
And Duke. And you, good brother father.
I think he's fucking with them.
What offense hath this man made you, sir?
Marry, sir, he hath offended the law. And, sir, we take him to be a thief, too, sir. For we have found upon him, sir, a strange picklock, which we have sent to the deputy. So
we arrested him.
Yeah. And he's not offended me. He's offended the law.
Right. And right. When we arrested him, we found
picklock.
A picklock.
Which is a skeleton key, but he was in flagrante. He had his dick hanging out. I caught him in the act, by God.
And Duke, Viceroy, a bawd, a wicked bawd. The evil that thou causest to be done, that is thy means to live. Do thou but think what 'tis to cram a maw or clothe a back from such a filthy vice. Say to thyself, from their abominable and beastly touches, I drink, I eat, array myself, and live. Canst thou believe thy living is a life so stinkingly depending? Go mend.
What a rant, right?
Yeah.
That's why I think he's finally like, ah, but I love cram a ma and clothe the back.
Yeah.
Cram a ma is a stuff a mouth, hello. And then clothe a back is like doggy style, right? It's like clothing on top of a back.
Yeah.
And then I found a really interesting thing, actually. Abominable as like ab hominem, worse than human. Cool. So he's just saying, Pompey, you get your life from putting humans together in these beastly ways. How can you
live
be proud
yourself.
Of such a life?
Yeah. Go right. Fix it, because this is not a life.
Yeah. And Pompey, indeed, it does stink in some sort, sir. Sometimes people get really smelly. But yet, sir, I would prove...
Nay, if the devil have given thee proofs for sin, thou wilt prove his. Take him to prison, officer. Correction and instruction must both work ere this rude beast will profit. Yeah. Now, that doesn't sound very friarly.
No.
He's like, yeah, if you can prove anything to me, you're going to prove to be one of the devil's creatures. Correction, whip and go whip him. Is that friarly?
That's not friarly.
That's terrible.
Elbow.
He must before the deputy, sir. He has given him warning. The deputy cannot abide a whoremaster. If he be a whoremonger and comes before him, he were as good go a mile on his errand.
Comes before him.
If he jerks off in front of the deputy, he's gonna be up Schitt's Creek.
Go a mile on his errand, that means he will have gone too far for no reason. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's gonna be tough for him.
And Duke. That we were all, as some would seem to be, from our faults, as faults from seeming free.
Oh, God. Frozen little rhyming couplet there.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, oh, fuck. I gotta go back to being friarly, so I should say something that rhymes.
Yeah.
Because I was clearly the Duke when I was talking before. Now I gotta rein it in and be the friar.
And I wish we were all as clean as, you know, faults should be from seeming bad, right? Like, yeah. It's flipping it around. An elbow.
His neck will come to your waist. A cord, sir.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well,
okay. So
he could give you a blowjob and get off from this.
Right. Also, he could hang from your...
From a cord, which is hanging around the friar's waist. Mm-hmm. But I like a cord is also, I agree. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Shakespeare's having fun with the puns.
Yes, he is. Scene. Yep. Yeah.
And then Pompey sees Lucio entering and he says... I spy comfort. I cry bail. Here's a gentleman and a friend of mine.
Lucio. How now, noble Pompey? What, at the wheels of Caesar? Art thou led in triumph? What is there none of Pygmalion's images, newly made women, to be had now for putting the hand in the pocket and extracting it clutch? What reply, huh? What sayest thou to this tune, matter, and method? It's not drowned in the last rain, huh? What sayest thou, Trot? Is the world as it was, man? Which is the way? Is it sad in few words, or how? The trick of it.
Trot is he's used that in other plays, too.
Yes, an old Trot with nary a tooth in her head.
Yeah.
Yes. It's usually referring to an old lady bod.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, he's like, jokes about his name, right? Pompey, mm-hmm. There you're captured again at the wheels of Caesar.
Are you, right? And if you've been listening, you know what that's referring to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because.
Julius Caesar beating Pompey.
Yeah.
And then Pygmalion.
Right.
Is that sculptor who created a beautiful sculpture of a woman. And then she came to life because he was in love with her. And he wished it.
It's
prayed to Aphrodite.
Yeah, it's what My Fair Lady is based on.
Yep. And so aren't there any newly made women? Pygmalion's images, newly made women. So women who've just lost their virginity and really become women. Mm-hmm. Aren't there any of those that you could get to? And so he makes a double entendre there. Put their hand in their pocket and pull out a coin to free you. But also putting their hand in your pocket and pulling it out. with something in their hand. Mm-hmm. And he just keeps pounding him with questions, which is like he doesn't let him answer. Is it not drowned in the last rain? That means, isn't it out of fashion? And what sayest thou, Trot, old bod? What do you say, old dude? And, oh, are you sad? Nothing to say?
The trick of it, trick being, how's it going? But also, you know, that's what... Well, whores do. They turn tricks.
Yeah. And pimps do. They make tricks happen.
Yep. And Duke, still thus and thus still worse.
So he's like, Jesus, more nasty people.
I hate all of you people.
Lucio, as he hasn't seen Lucio yet. No.
No, I don't
This
think
is
so.
When he meets Lucio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucio ignores him because friar. He's still talking to Pompey. How doth my dear morsel, thy mistress? Procures she still, huh?
Is Mistress Overdone still taken in customers?
Mm-hmm. And Pompey. Troth, sir, she hath eaten up all her beef, and she is herself in the tub.
Oh, my God. Eating up all her beef has a lot of possible meanings. Mm-hmm. You could play all of them. It would be very fun. So she's run all through her healthy horse. Beef, mutton, all these things they're talking about here in the scene is all slang for horse. But she's also could have been sucking all the dick she can.
Right, trying to make some money.
Making some money.
Yeah, right. Because she can't do it in the house anymore. So she, you know.
Out in the alleyway.
Out and about.
Yeah.
Oot and a boot.
But then she's herself in the tub. It was the tub, a sweating tub that they used for sweating out venereal disease because they didn't know nothing about that. So now she's got diseases too.
Yep.
Yep.
Because she'd been oot and a boot.
Yep. And Lucio's like, well, yeah. Lucio, why 'tis good. It is the right of it. It must be so. Ever your fresh whore and your powdered bod. An unshunned consequence. It must be so. Art going to prison, Pompey? So your powdered bod is a wigged. She has a wig because all of her hair has fallen out because of syphilis and stuff. Unshunned, inescapable. So, yeah, that's the way it's going to go for all the women. All of them. And where? Are you off to prison, Pompey? Yes, faith, sir. Lucio. Why, 'tis not amiss, Pompey. Farewell, go, say I sent thee thither. For debt, Pompey, or how?
But this is so interesting because, you know, Lucio's, he also could be sent to prison any minute now.
Any minute. Somebody wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, and Pompey no doubt knows.
Yeah, that he's John, that he's like...
So he's
and
really...
even so, he's hinting about it. Say, I sent thee thither. I was one of your customers. Mm-hmm. I'm part of the reason you're going to jail.
Yeah.
So he's skating a thin line here.
I wonder what his...
Yeah. Maybe he knows it's just a matter of time. So he's like, fuck it.
If this shit keeps going on, I'm going to prison too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Elbow, for being a bod, for being a bod. Lucio, well then, imprison him. If imprisonment be the due of a bod, why, 'tis his right. Bod is he, doubtless, and of antiquity, too, bod born. Farewell, good Pompey. Commend me to the prison, Pompey. You will turn good husband now, Pompey. You will keep the house. It's almost like Aeschylus' speech before. Pompey,
yeah, Pompey.
If I see you again, Pompey.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's having a good old time with his name. So he's a bot of antiquity, of long standing, many generations.
Bod born. Yeah. His mother was a bod before.
Well, it's an interesting observation on the, you know, inescapable legacy of poverty.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just generation after generation has to earn their way in some terrible way.
Yeah.
So commend me, give my regards to the prison, but also commit me.
Yeah.
That's why I think he's like... playing fast and loose.
Yeah, because he thinks his time is coming.
Yeah. Good husband now. It was manager of a household. So, like, now you're going to manage the prison house.
As opposed to the body house.
Yeah. You'll find a way. You'll work it out. Yeah. And Pompey. I hope, sir, your good worship will be my bail. Lucio. No, indeed, will I not, Pompey. It is not the wear. I will pray, Pompey, to increase your bondage. If you take it not patiently, why, your mettle is the more. Adieu, trusty Pompey. Bless you, friar.
And you.
So, it's not the wear. It's not the fashion. No, I'm not gonna set you loose. I will pray to increase your bondage. I'm hoping you're gonna have more fun in prison. Don't worry, buddy. Because then we have the word mettle, which is spirit, but it's also shackles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're gonna get to wear it. Interesting gear.
Because we know what happens in that prison.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Especially in those old scary ones. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to make your way.
Yep.
And anyway. Goodbye, faithful Pompey. Right? Mm-hmm. And then now he notices the Duke, and now they're going to have a conversation. But not before Pompey leaves without another question. Lucio. Does Bridget paint still, Pompey? Huh? Paint is put on makeup.
Makeup, right.
Turn tricks.
Paint an inch.
Yeah. Elbow. Come your way, sir. Come. Pompey. You will not bail me then, sir? Lucio. Then, Pompey, nor now. What news, Broadfriar? What news? Elbow. Come your way, sir. Come.
A lot of coming.
Yeah. Mm. Lucio. Go to kennel, Pompey. Go. And off they go.
Duke.
And so he turns to the friar now. He's like, what news, friar, of the Duke?
I know none. Can you tell me of any?
Yeah, so why does he immediately look at the friar and think Duke? Right?
Yeah, he knows.
Right off. I think so.
Yeah.
Like, why would he ask him about that? He doesn't know that he's in any way connected with the Duke. He's just some random friar dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Duke's like, now you tell me. Some say he is with the Emperor of Russia. Some, he is in Rome. But where is he, think you?
See? Mm-hmm. I know not where, but wheresoever, I wish him well.
Yeah, it was a mad, fantastical trick of him to steal from the state and usurp the beggary he was never born to. Lord Angelo dukes it well in his absence. He puts transgression to it.
So it was a crazy, fantastical, like, unimaginable trick of him to steal from. He means run away from, but...
But it's also like,
yeah, take some.
We've got some
money there.
What do you call that? Embezzlement.
What do you call that?
Embezzlement. We're word people.
Oh my God.
Yes, we are.
We're struggling though.
And then usurp the beggary he was never born to. Now, you know what? I saw all these editor notes that were like, we don't know why Lucio would say that. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's wrongfully putting on the clothes of a poor person. Friars were poor people. Especially Franciscan friars.
They gave up everything.
Yeah. So he's wrongfully stealing that persona. That's what Lucio's saying. That's why it's obvious he knows who he is.
There you go. Support it with the text.
Yeah. Yeah. Usurp is a great word for that, too, because it's usually a word used to for someone stealing a throne.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's stealing a position that he has no right to.
At which we've talked about. He cannot give last rites. He cannot.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of spiritual harm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Angelo dukes it well. Like that. he's putting sins to the test, right? He's giving him hell.
And Duke, he does well in it.
A little more lenity to lechery would do no harm in him. Something too crabbed that way, friar.
So, you know, he could be a little lenient about, you know, fucking, but...
Yeah. Come on. Crabbed. He's a little harsh.
Yeah. Duke, it is too general a vice, and severity must cure it.
Yes, in good sooth. The vice is of a great kindred. It is well allied. But it is impossible to extirp it, quite friar, till eating and drinking be put down. So he's like, yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is very prevalent. People are doing it. But
you can't get rid of it unless you get rid of eating, drinking also.
Well, drinking in particular.
Drinking,
I mean, he doesn't say that. But like, you know, his point is people are, when they celebrate, they're going to fuck. That's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen. Extirp is just extirpate. He's just, I don't know why it's written shorter, but it's got extirp it. Quite, friar.
Which is hard to say, which makes it so that Lucio is, he's emphasizing
taking
it.
His time. Yeah. Emphasizing. Of a great kindred just means it has a large family. So, yes, lechery has many other connected sins. Right? Yeah. And he continues about Angelo. They say this Angelo was not made by man and woman after this downright way of creation. Is it true, thank you?
So he wasn't made by fucking.
He's not natural.
He's not natural. He's just not. Duke, how should he be made then?
Some report a sea maid spawned him. He was born of a mermaid.
Hard to do because, you know, there's no place for babies to
like
come
out. Whales and dolphins and stuff, though, right? Come on.
Okay.
Mermaids got coochies.
Where? I've seen mermaid
Somewhere.
Tails. I see no cooch.
But have you looked at fish very carefully to see where their cooch is? I think
you can
no.
see whale cooch.
Okay.
I'm going to show you.
Well, they're big.
They're very big. You can't miss them.
So maybe this is just a small version.
Have you ever seen a dolphin penis?
No.
Oh, I'm going to send
you
pictures.
If we only had timestamps. At 35 minutes, there's a long discussion of mermaid coochies.
Well, as a TikTok, mermaid coochies and dolphin dicks.
What does this have to do with Shakespeare? Check out Act 3, Scene 2 of Measure for Measure.
Okay.
Okay, so Angela was born from a mermaid, however that happens. some that he was begot between two stockfishes.
Say more.
See? Fish
more
things.
Fish.
Fish fucking.
Fish fucking.
Fish fucking and Measure for Measure. There's a paper idea. No. No. So stockfishes are dried cod. They're not even alive.
Right.
And that's what made Angelo. A couple of dried old fish. But it is certain that when he makes water, his urine is congealed ice.
He's imagine, a cold motherfucker.
Imagine if somebody that was like an authority figure was in disguise and you could tell them everything that sucked about them to their face. Oh, well, he's talking about Angela,
but still,
yeah, like, yeah. Why'd you pick this guy? Come on. His urine is congealed ice. That I know to be true. And he is a motion generative, and that's infallible. Motion generative is a sexless puppet. Okay, well, say how you really feel.
Puppet. Okay, Duke. You are pleasant, sir, and speak apace.
Yeah, so you're talking without thinking.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I like the word pleasant because, like, maybe... It, Lucio says later that he was an inward, meaning an intimate of the Duke's, that he knows him well. Could it be that the Duke enjoyed this kind of talk in his court before?
Probably.
And Lucio. Why, what a ruthless thing is this in him for the rebellion of a codpiece to take away the life of a man. Would the Duke that is absent have done this? Ere he would have hanged a man for the getting of 100 bastards, he would have paid for the nursing 1,000. He had some feeling of the sport. He knew the service, and that instructed him to mercy.
He did it himself.
Yeah. He liked sin.
Well, and right, he would have paid for the taking care
of all the rest of
all
them,
his bastards.
Right? Yeah. Or all the bastards of anybody. Oh, like, he's not letting any people of his, like, pay for their sins. Is he?
No.
Nobody.
And rebellion.
Rebellion of a codpiece. So great. Transgression of a penis.
Well, you could also use it just for an erection.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I can't stand up and read in class today, professor. I have rebellion of my codpiece.
Right. Those terrible moments where someone's ass brushes your desk and whoa! Okay.
Stop rebelling!
Stop! Down, codpiece, down! Wouldn't it be great if your whole classroom was full of people talking like that?
And the Duke? I never heard the absent Duke much detected for women. He was not inclined that way.
Uh-huh.
Now, to the ass cushions, this could mean he's not married, therefore he is not fucking.
Yeah.
But we know what this means. I never heard the absent Duke much detected for women. He didn't really like women. He wasn't inclined toward women.
And this is the Duke himself saying this, right? Yeah. Lucio. Oh, sir, you are deceived.
Duke. 'Tis not possible.
Who, not the Duke? Yes, your beggar of 50. And his use was to put a ducat in her clack dish. The Duke had crotchets in him. He would be drunk, too. Let me inform you. So, your beggar of 50. He's had 50 women?
Right.
Yeah. His use, his custom was to put a ducat in her clack dish.
A little duke in her.
In her vajayjay. And then we have the word crotchets.
Crotchets.
Which is great. Little crotches, but it's also whims or odd notions. So he was a weird one, man. Let me tell you. Like,
and he was drunk while he was doing the weird
sometimes
things.
Sometimes drunk. Like, he was into all
kinky
kinds of things.
Yeah, he was a little kinky. Not that I'm kink shaming.
No. Not at all. I'm just laying it out for you.
Telling you.
Yeah.
And Duke, you do him wrong, surely.
Sir, I was an inward of his. That means I was on his council. I was an intimate. You know, I knew him well. A shy fellow was the Duke, and I believe I know the cause of his withdrawing. So withdrawing is going away, leaving. But it's also withdrawing from society, being somebody who doesn't go out much.
It's also what you do when you're done fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Whatever. Because that's my brain.
Right?
Okay.
But I think this is, you know, like he's already intimated that he was maybe, well, the Duke says he wasn't detected for women. So now maybe Lucio's putting it together like, oh, maybe he was gay.
Hmm.
Maybe that's why he didn't, like, go out into society all too much.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So Lucio's getting information as well as giving, you know, I think.
Yeah. Duke, what I prithee might be the cause?
No pardon. 'Tis a secret must be locked within the teeth and the lips. But this I can let you understand. The greater file of the subject held the Duke to be wise. So the majority of his subjects thought he was smart.
Mm-hmm. Wise. Why, no question but he was.
A very superficial, ignorant, unweighing fellow. See, I think he's really, like, pushing and pushing to see
how far he can go.
Yeah, what he can get away with.
Yeah.
Unweighing is injudicious, so really he's accusing him a lot of things.
Yeah. Duke, either this is the envy in you, folly, or mistaking. The very stream of his life and the business he hath helmed must upon a warranted need give him a better proclamation. Let him be but testimonied in his own bringings forth, and he shall appear to the envious a scholar, a statesman, and a soldier. Therefore you speak unskillfully, or if your knowledge be more, it is much darkened in your malice.
Sir, I know him, and I love him. Wow, yeah. So now the Duke is like, hey.
Yeah, stop. This is not right.
Cut it out.
This is you being nasty.
Yeah. Envy is malice, right? And he ends with the word malice, too. So mm-hmm. you're ill-wishing mm-hmm. him. The stream of his life, the course of his life, has and the business he's helmed, the things that he has done in the city, steered, directed, have to give him a better testimony, proclaim him a better man than you're saying.
Right.
So he's saying that the Duke has done good things for the town. We'll see. And testimonied is represented. So let him be represented by his achievements, his bringing forth. And we'll see. And he's going to look better than you're saying. Mm-hmm. You speak unskillfully. You don't really have a true understanding of him.
Right. And that if you do have knowledge of it, it's colored by your malice toward him.
Mm.
That you're because you're. I mean, he says that.
Yeah.
If your knowledge be more, it is much darkened in your malice. So you dislike him, and therefore you don't think he did good things.
Yeah. And Lucio's like, no, dude, I actually love him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great.
Duke, love talks with better knowledge, and knowledge with dearer love.
Yeah. So if you really
loved him, you would know better.
You would say nicer things, yeah. Come, sir, I know what I know.
Duke, I can hardly believe that, since you know not what you speak. But if ever the Duke return, as our prayers are he may, let me desire you to make your answer before him. If it be honest you have spoke, you have courage to maintain it. I am bound to call upon you, and I pray your name?
Sir, my name is Lucio, well known to the Duke.
He shall know you better, sir, if I may live to report you.
I fear you not.
Oh.
I'm not scared of you.
Yeah. You tell him anything you want.
Right?
You tell him anything you want.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling him right now, here.
I like the hour.
Yeah.
So it could be all the friars are praying for the Duke, but it's also the royal pronoun that he stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if what you said is true, then you will say it to his face.
Which he is.
Maintain it. You will own it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So now he's making little notes. What's your name?
Oh, you hope the Duke will return no more. Or you imagine me too unhurtful and opposite. But indeed, I can do you little harm. You'll forswear this again.
Yeah, it's like thinking about it. You'll just lie about what you said here and now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just you and me. He said, Lucio, I'll be hanged first. Hanged is also limp. Dick, but is also hanged. Thou art deceived in me, friar. But no more of this. Canst thou tell if Claudio die tomorrow or no?
Why should he die, sir?
Why? For filling a bottle with a tun dish. A tun dish is a funnel. So he stuck his tun dish in the bottle. I would the duke we talk of were returned again. The ungenitured agent will unpeople the province with continency. Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Ungenitured. It's got that generation, right?
Yeah.
Word in the middle. So he's not born of human parents. He just discussed that. Or he's also incapable of sex.
Right.
And the agent is the representative, right? So he's talking about Angelo now.
Yep.
And he's saying that he's going to reduce the population by insisting on chastity. by continency. He's either going to kill them or there won't be any babies made. Sparrows must not build in his house eaves because they are lecherous. birds in Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Sparrows were proverbially TV.
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. That exactly.
That. Mm-hmm. They were proverbially lecherous, apparently. Who knew? Sparrows?
Why? I don't know. Maybe because there were a lot of them around.
I guess. So, Angelo doesn't even want the sparrows roosting in his eaves because they're...
Making love.
Having sex.
Making
under his roof, literally.
Sparrow love under his roof.
The Duke yet would have dark deeds darkly answered. He would never bring them to light. Would he were returned. So he would just not see them. Darkly
dark
answered.
Deeds darkly answered.
Yeah, meaning just leave them in the darkness. Yep. I don't care. I'm not going to look.
Duke of Dark Corners.
Mm-hmm. Mary, this Claudio is condemned for untrussing. Farewell, good friar. I prithee pray for me. The Duke, I say to thee again, would eat mutton on Fridays. He's not past it yet, and, I say to thee, he would mouth with a beggar, though she smelt brown bread and garlic.
Hmm?
Say that I said so. Farewell. So, in the text, these, I say to these, are in parentheses. So it's almost like he's punching it home, like underlining it, you know?
I'm saying it to you.
Yeah. Take note. Go ahead. Write it down in your little book. Right?
But I know who you are.
I know
say
who you
to
are.
You.
I know. Right? Would eat mutton. We talked about that.
Untrussing. Go to untrussing first. That's
okay. It, untrussing.
Right. When you truss a turkey, you sew it up.
You
so
tie it up.
Untrussing is taking, yeah, taking out your stuff.
So oftentimes, gentlemen's breeches had laces up the front. So he's unlacing his pants so that he could go at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's condemned. But yeah, then he would eat mutton, forbidden meat. You're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays, but mutton is also horse. And
right, then I could have just said him to
yeah.
Right.
He would not eat meat on Fridays.
Yeah.
He would mouth with a beggar. Suck face. Or also eat pussy. Right? Mouth with. Whatever mouth with is you. And it's got a lot of
sounds. You're right. It's like licking.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a great example of repeated sounds, right? Guys, when you have those repeated sounds, just do it out loud and say, what does that make me think of? And if you go mouth with, you're just licking. Come on, you can't help it, right? Though she smelled brown bread and garlic, even if she smelled like brown bread and garlic, you would
brown bread
suck
be,
that face.
Right, brown bread being peasant bread.
Peasant bread.
And garlic,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. makes your mouth not the most attractive
yeah.
smell.
And one more time, say that I said so, right? So he's like, I'm not scared of you.
Uh-huh. And I'm off. And the Duke. No might nor greatness in mortality can censure scape. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying here. All right. No
so
might
rhyming
nor
couplets.
Okay.
Yeah.
No might nor greatness in mortality can censure scape back wounding calumny. The whitest virtue strikes what kings so strong can tie the gall up in slanderous tongue. Strong tongue.
Strong tongue.
But who comes here?
So mortality, humankind, mm-hmm. right?
No might, no, so farewell. No might nor greatness in mortality.
Can censorescape. So it doesn't matter how important you are, how strong you are as a human, how important, you can't escape the censure of the people, right?
Oh, if they, right, people are always going to speak ill of you.
Always going to talk about you.
Right. There's
back wounding is backbiting, cowardly, yeah. right? And calumny is slander. So cowardly slander is going to follow you everywhere you go. The whitest virtue strikes. So it takes down the cleanest person. White virtue was, you know, exemplary, right? An angel, yeah? What king so strong can tie the gall up in a slanderous tongue? So no matter what good king we have, so maybe this is Shakespeare actually talking to James. Like, don't worry about what the people say about you. You're never going to get away from it.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
That's true. If you're a human being, someone's going to find something to gossip
about. Especially a powerful celebrity human mm-hmm. being.
Yeah.
They're going to say worse
things. That is specifically
to James.
To James.
Right? He's alone on stage right now for a moment. And, in, you know, Aeschylus will come in a second. But, yeah. But I love this mortality, that word right there. Because, as we said, he's writing this very close to King Lear and a bunch of other, like, big heavy hitters. But Lear, you do hear Lear echoed in this play. Mm. So we just had the word smelt of, right? Smelt. And Lear says it smells of mortality, mm-hmm. right? When he says, when Gloucester says, can I kiss your hand? It smells of mortality. So I think that that's not an accident that those words are so close together.
Because mm-hmm. he's getting ready to examine that.
Well, he's probably writing them simultaneously, maybe. I bet you.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you're going to hear more Lear in a moment. Yeah.
Then, but who comes? And that's also a paper idea. Inklings of King Lear in Measure for Measure.
Measure.
Yeah. That would be beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be a beautiful paper because that shows that you read both.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're doing Lear in class, you can bring in Measure for Measure.
As,
like, allusions to, you know, Lear in Measure for Measure. How cool is that?
Yeah. Very cool.
Dude, it'll that's make you... an automatic A-plus paper.
It'll make you
automatic.
Look amazing.
Yeah.
All right. But who comes here?
Aeschylus. Go away with her to prison. Mistress Overdone. Good, my lord, be good to me. Your honor is accounted a merciful man. Good, my lord. Aeschylus. Double and treble admonition, and still forfeit in the same kind. This would make mercy swear and play the tyrant. So he's like, dude, you've been told 2 and 3 times not to do these things.
Right. We've caught you in this before.
Admonition is warning. Yeah, and you're still guilty. So I can't help you now.
Right.
Like,
if I said yes, then mercy would be
a tyrant. You just keep going.
Right.
Yeah. And provost, a bud of 11 years continuance may it please your honor. He's like, yeah, there's no hope for her. She's been doing this for 11 years.
We've been telling her to knock it off.
Yeah, that's a long time. And, well, the Duke says for 16 years he has not enforced any laws. Mistress Overdone. My lord, this is one Lucio's information against me. Mistress Kate Keepdown was with child by him in the Duke's time. He promised her marriage. His child is 1.25 years old, come Philip and Jacob. I have kept it myself, and see how he goes about to abuse me. Important information.
So she's spewing in front of all the people.
Of power.
In power, who have the power to... send him now to prison for the same sin as Claudio.
Mm-hmm.
That not only did he get her pregnant, but the baby's old.
1.25 years, and I've been keeping it, and he has never claimed it or done anything for Kate. Keep down. She likes to be on top, right? Kate, keep down. And Philip and Jacob is the saint's days of Saint Philip and Saint Joseph. And it's May 1st, which is May Day.
The virgins dance around the pole with flowers in their hair.
Mm-hmm. So it was a feast that was often held with a lot of licentious celebration.
Yes.
So much fucking. And Mistress Overdone has been in charge of this child. And she's like, and how can he pay me back by doing, you know, turning me in, for God's sake. Aeschylus, that fellow is a fellow of much license. Let him be called before us. Away with her to prison. Go to no more words.
Shut up, Mistress Overdone. We're not listening to you anymore.
Yeah, so now they've decided to go after Lucio. License, licentiousness, right? And then, Provost, my brother Angelo will not be altered. Claudio must die tomorrow. Let him be furnished with divines and have all charitable preparation. If my brother wrought by my pity, it should not be so with him.
So if he would listen to me, this wouldn't be happening. But it's happening. He's not going to be moved. Yeah. And it must die. That's so hard to say. Must die.
Yeah, he's
really got to take time
with
that.
Lingering over that. He's very upset about it. So let him be furnished with divines. Give him his last rites and charitable. So he should have all Christian charity that could go along with his situation. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Provost. So please you, this friar hath been with him and advised him for the entertainment of death. Aeschylus. Good even, good father.
Bliss and goodness on you.
Of whence are you?
Not of this country, though my chance is now to use it for my time. I am a brother of gracious order, late come from the sea in special business from his holiness.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
I'm from Italy.
Yeah. I think it'd be funny if he starts going, I'm a come from the sea and in special business from his holiness. That would be so funny if he suddenly busts that out. You know, you gotta have some fun playing the Duke.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The sea is the Vatican, right? So he's come from the Pope. Aeschylus. What news abroad in the world?
None, but that there is so great a fever on goodness that the dissolution of it must cure it.
Yeah.
The only news is that they're bad people doing bad things.
And the dissolution, we can only rid it by taking some of the good people with, you know, there's going to be some good ones sacrificed.
Which is such not a friarly thing to say.
Yeah. The good must perish with the bad.
That's not
cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. And he's only saying it because he thinks aligning, because he has no idea about religiosity truly, right? The true faith and belief. He has no idea about what that means. So he figures if he aligns with the law, that makes him look like he's more friarly. But it actually makes him look less friarly because no friar would ever say that.
No.
Wait.
Yep.
Must cure it. Novelty is only in request, and it is as dangerous to be aged in any kind of course as it is virtuous to be constant in any undertaking.
He also thinks if he just talks circles around people that they'll leave him alone.
They'll go, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand what he's saying, so I'm just going to nod and smile.
So novelty is newfangled shit. People are just wanting the latest new thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about all the problems in the world. And so it's just as scary to hold fast to the pursuit of justice, which we have to do, as it is in the same proportion as it is virtuous to do that. So, you know, it's scary, but it's also really important and good.
Coming from someone who's familiar with the law rather than the Bible.
Yeah.
There is scarce truth enough alive to make society secure, but security enough to make fellowships accursed.
Yeah, he's really mumbo-jumboing, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
So truth is honesty. So there's not enough honesty. There's enough security. Wrongdoers are dwelling in their security enough that they won't be punished. You know, they like just keep doing their bad thing because they think
they can't be punished.
They won't be, you know, held accountable. And so they enter into these unsavory partnerships, fellowships accursed. So they're just multiplying and they're working together and we got to stop it somehow.
Yeah. Much upon this riddle runs the wisdom of the world.
Yeah. In this paradoxical fashion, the world is carrying on. It's like you are a paradox.
Right. This news is old enough, yet it is every day's news. I pray you, sir, of what disposition was the Duke?
Yeah.
Right. Tell me. Tell me about myself. Enough about you.
The world. You know, who gives a shit about the world?
Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about me. My favorite subject. Aeschylus. One that, above all other strifes, contended especially to know himself. Somebody who, more than every other striving, it was really important to him to know himself.
So, ask cushions, know himself like one does in prayer or in meditation. Or, you know, to the groundlings. To know in the biblical sense means to put your hands on your penis.
On yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was more important to him than anything to jerk off.
Duke. What pleasure was he given to?
That's what I think the word pleasure is there. That word pleasure is really sprinkled throughout this play and really an important buzzword for this play, actually. Aeschylus. Rather rejoicing to see another merry than merry at anything which professed to make him rejoice. A gentleman of all temperance, but leave we to him to his events, with a prayer that they may prove prosperous. Yeah. Some peas there. Like, fuck that. I don't want to talk about him.
He just left us.
He abandoned
here.
Me here in this mess. But we have rather rejoicing to see another merry. I wrote, he liked to watch. Like, what's his name? And being there. Then married anything. He was not, you know, any really a happy sort of fellow all the time, you know. He was temperate, meaning he was pretty balanced. But you know, enough about him.
Yeah, let's not talk about him anymore. I'm
let's
pissed
hope,
off at him.
Yeah. Hope he's doing well. Now he wants to know about Claudio. And let me desire to know how you find Claudio prepared. I am made to understand that you have lent him visitation.
And this is where I hate the Duke even more. Mm-hmm. He professes to have received no sinister measure from his judge, but most willingly humbles himself to the determination of justice. Yet had he framed to himself by the instruction of his frailty many deceiving promises of life, which I, by my good leisure, have discredited to him, and now is he resolved to die. Fucker. Fucker. If he dies now, he's not going to heaven, you motherfucker.
Yeah. He says, you know, I've prepped him, yes. But he had framed to himself, that means he had formed in his mind, because his mind is frail, some deceiving promises of life, like maybe hope to be spared.
Right.
Yeah.
If Isabella fucks Angelo, I could live.
Which I, by my good leisure, as time gave me, I've disabused him of this falsehood. I told him that's not happening. And Aeschylus, you have paid the heavens your function, and the prisoner the very debt of your calling. So yeah, okay, you've done your job, and
but
did your duty by him.
God, so gross.
Not true. I have labored for the poor gentleman to the extremest shore of my modesty. But my brother Justice have I found so severe that he hath forced me to tell him he is indeed Justice. He's like almost made me call him Justice itself.
Right, because he's being so to the letter of the law.
Yeah. The extremest shore, the very verge, I've gone all the way to the end of, you know, anything that I would be okay for me to say.
Duke, if his own life answer the straightness of his proceeding, it shall become him well. Wherein, if he chance to fail, he hath sentenced himself.
And there it is, right?
There it is.
If he is as correct as he says about everything, straightness, right?
He'll look good.
Then that will be fine. But if not...
Yeah, then he himself will have to die.
Yeah. So because he's setting an example by other people. Aeschylus, I am going to visit the prisoner. Fare you well.
A peace be with you, because that's what friars say. Mm-hmm.
So here comes that very interesting speech with the 8-beat lines. It's definitely magic speech. He's definitely casting a spell, you know, of some kind.
But why is it not in magic speak then?
Yeah. Why is it not in seven? Because he wants more.
Because he
wants one more.
He wants one more. But maybe also because he's not a witch and he's not a fairy.
Yeah. He's faking even this. But he really, literally, they walk out the door and he just turns and has this speech. It's very strange.
He who the sword of heaven will bear should be as holy as severe. Pattern in himself to know, grace to stand and virtue go. More nor less to others paying than by self-offenses weighing. Shame to him whose cruel striking kills for faults of his own liking. Let's stop there.
Okay. So you hear the rhythm, right? Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
It's missing that one.
Yeah.
Right?
But also, I mean, is this a moment where the Duke, is this a moment where he actually has humanness? That he hasn't displayed to this point? Mm. Is this a moment where he's like...
Because he's analyzing what this person needs to be to be in this place.
Yeah.
Right?
So maybe...
To wield this kind of power.
Right. So maybe he's having an aha moment for himself through the example of Angelo. Because, you know... Holy as severe. He's not being as holy as severe.
No, he's definitely not. So he's laying out things that he has not been.
Right.
At all.
Right.
And maybe he's learned some things from all of these encounters that he's just had in this scene. Sword of Heaven is echoed from Isabella's speech, right? The deputed sword. Mm-hmm. That's the sword of justice that, as we said, was only given to rulers from God, and they had to wield it with truth and honesty. Should be as holy as severe. So there's balance. There's measure for measure.
Yep.
Balance. Pattern is to be an example. So he should be a good example of grace to stand firm and goodness to and virtue to go. So like goodness to go on, right? With what he's believes in. More or less to other paying that. So he should not punish others more than he would punish himself in the same place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, shame to him whose cruel striking kills for faults of his own liking, things that he's guilty himself of.
Yeah, and we have that great word shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, at the beginning of a line.
Yeah.
Twice treble shame on Angelo to weed my vice and let his grow. Interesting. My vice.
Are the ones that I'm responsible for. Mm-hmm. I have let this go on.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
so,
he's let his case, I mean, he's doing one thing, but it's big.
Yeah. Because if he's supposed to be a pattern, that means, you know, an example, then what is his example going to breed now? Literally, breed. Right?
And then we have shame again.
Yes.
Yeah.
More shame, yeah.
Oh, what may man within him hide? Though angel on the outward side. So he looks like an angel outside, but he's got some evil goop going on inside.
Yeah, and but it's also a little pun on his name, right?
Angelo.
Angelo.
How may likeness made in crimes, making practice on the times, to draw with idle spiders strings most ponderous and substantial things?
How can we trap him in his own vice? Mm-hmm. Ponderous and substantial things is Angelo. That's a description of him, right?
Yeah. Craft against vice I must apply. With Angelo tonight shall lie his old betrothed, but despised. So disguise shall by the disguised pay with falsehood false exacting and perform an old contracting. So he's gonna be cunning.
Craft.
Yeah. And he's gonna set it up so that Angelo will sleep with Mariana, thereby making it so that he has committed the same crime as Claudio, and now Mariana will be elevated to having been betrothed and consummated.
She will have consummated, so she will get the contract. She will get married.
Right.
Which is, so that's an interesting question, too, is what is the Duke's responsibility to Mariana that he is really involving her in this way and going out of his way to make sure that she gets what she wanted in the beginning?
Hmm.
That's an interesting question. Who is she to him?
Some chick.
We will find out.
We have two, right? We have Mariana and we have the pirate, who both happen to just be available to do the things that need to be done.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, they just happen to be there. But yeah, I mean, I automatically went to, is she his niece? I don't know.
Right. You know? Is she a relative of his somehow?
Yeah. And we don't know, but we'll...
He's obliged to her in some way.
Yeah.
I do think so.
And, yeah.
Pay with falsehood, false exact. So we have to do a little deception to get a payment out of him. False exacting. We are exacting payment from him. Consummation.
Contracting. But I think that the Duke is like... It's not just that he's getting payment for Mariana. It's like...
Oh, he's loving being the puppet master, isn't he?
But also, it's something about sex, too, I think, right? It's like lascivious joy that he's going to...
Aeschylus says he likes to watch.
Yeah.
Will he be watching? Ew! Peeping through the peephole.
Well, you know, if that's consensual, that's fine, but...
Not through a peephole. It's not consensual. No. Mariana didn't say, yeah, sure, you can watch.
Yeah. And Angelo didn't say, yeah, sure, you can watch.
No.
But the Duke is kind of...
Icky that way. Yeah.
Right? All around.
Yes,
yeah. All right. It is, in fact, getting hot in here, even though it's no longer hot outside. Yeah. But I think it's because we're
just breathing heavy. Ew. All right.
All right.
Interesting.
So, also, Diana is leaving again.
Oh, stop.
She's leaving again, which means we go back to using that program.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and make it better.
Yeah.
For you guys, because we know it don't always work.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to do our best by you.
Yeah. Mm. We got some drunk Shakespeare, far away drunk Shakespeare coming. That'll be fun. The last scene, oh my God, it's giant.
It's giant.
We 500 lines.
We may have to split it in two.
We're going to be completely toasted.
We may have to split it in two. Two drunken Shakespeares.
Oh. Or
not.
Or we'll drink and speak fast. You speak a pace. Speak unknowingly a pace. We'll just read through it and just...
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm Erin.
And I'm Diana.
And you should check out our TikTok.
Yeah.
And you should check out our Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I keep pushing that, but I think you would enjoy it.
You will. Have fun. Yeah. Go look at it.
All
right. Comment and like and share, please.
And also, we're still looking for comments from you guys and suggestions because we don't have a play picked for After Measure for Measure.
Oh, we thought we were doing Richard III, maybe.
Oh, Richard III. Okay, after Richard III, what would you like to hear?
Yeah.
Let us know for real.
We will take audience suggestions.
Also, audience commentary. If there's something you feel like we've missed, you were listening along and you were like, oh, wait a second, I just heard blah, blah, blah. We want to know that.
Yeah.
Because then we're going to say something about it.
Next
like
time.
So-and-so yeah. said, we, you know, here's another way of interpreting that, which we hadn't even thought of.
All right, tacos, I'm looking at you.
All right, again.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you. Bye. For additional fun shit from Fuck Shakespeare, you can head to our website at fckshakespeare.com.
Or find us on Instagram at fckshakespeare.
If you are enjoying this podcast,
you could support us for as little as 99 cents per month. Just click the support button on the page on Spotify or Anchor.
Tell your friends.